and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. A day 370. How are we all doing? Hello, Alex. Congratulations. Shall I refresh just to make sure? Oh, yes, you've done it. Congratulations. Hello, Jonathan. Let's have a look at the timings on that. Oh, honestly, photo finish or photo start, depending on how you look at it. Hello, Jonathan. Did you nod off rather early last night asking for a friend? You were very quiet. Who else have we got? Hello, Kim. How are you doing? Alex was very quick. Indeed. Beating Jonathan. I mean, dear me. Hello, Renee. How are you doing? Hello, Paul. Still raining in Sydney. This is not on. It's like the weather's gone mad. My geez, it's not good here. Not good here. Kim's got a pressing question. URLs not passing through when export to PDF and newsletter. You've emailed affinity with no answers. Oh, well, you should have asked me first, shouldn't you, Kim? Right, when you come to do your export, which export are you choosing? There is about four or five for PDF. Some of them do not pass through the links. Some of them do. You can also create a custom one that will, even though it's doing something entirely different. So let's get a document and go to File, Export, PDF. Right, you have presets at the top. So if it says PDF for print, PDF press ready, etc., etc. Do not choose for print. Do not choose for press ready, because this isn't going to come as a blinding revelation to you, but you can't click links in a print document. And for that reason, Affinity Publisher does not pass them through as clickable links. But if you choose digital, small size, digital high quality, or you make one of your own by clicking the More button at the bottom, inside there in the Export More settings, one of the settings is to pass through hyperlinks. It's Include Hyperlinks, and it's just over halfway down. Make sure whatever you're using has got the tick in the box for Include Hyperlinks, and you should be good to go, irrespective of what you choose. So you could then choose for print, but put a tick in the box for hyperlinks. Oh, Jonathan's got exactly the same problem. Jonathan thinks he fell asleep around 10:30-ish. You were very quiet before then, Jonathan. Have you caught up? Paul might need to get a boat. Definitely going to need waders at this rate. I'm shocked. Ahead by a nose, Alex. Indeed you were. Right, so when you printed from Microsoft Word, the links didn't come through. Okay. Word they should do, depending on how you're creating the PDF. So when you say you printed to PDF, did you use the internal dialogues in Mac OS or whatever? Let me know, Jonathan. If you're printing to the system PDF, it might not work. The best way to do it from Word is actually to say file save as and just save it as a PDF. And that way, everything you're bypassing the system configuration, which may be different. So try just going into Word and saying save as a PDF. It's literally been raining since you were on here yesterday. Oh, Paul, this is such bad news. Ah, CQ, Deb, CQ. Renee has PDF set to digital links for clickable. It's got to be digital, or you can do it manually by putting a tick in the include PDF, the include links box. Either way. Oh, Kim, problem solved. I love you. I love you too, Kim. That's great. I think that's a bit odd to have that setting hidden away. I think that is so important that it needs to have, like, you know, flashing red border on it. Because a lot of the time people do think that they're creating it for print, but actually there's a digital distribution as well, and therefore the links need to be clickable. I mean, that's happened to us with the church newsletter, despite the fact we're not using Affinity yet. Wish we were, but we're not. We're using Microsoft Publisher. We never had to worry about the links being clickable. So the parish secretary, not a Scooby-Doo what's going on when it comes to links, because she's never had to think about them before. But now she needs to think about them, because the newsletter's going out digitally. So instead of just having it as like underlined in a print version, it now has to actually click. So I spend half my life putting links in things to make sure it clicks. Oh, Renee fell asleep as well. All your fault, though. Never mind. Oh, Kim's newsletter was due tomorrow and she was freaking. Never a problem, Kim. I don't know why Affinity don't have better support, but I guess one argument would be if they had better support, they might put the price up. You can always ping me any time of day or night. Likelihood is I'll be up, unless it's 7 o'clock in the morning, UK time. Then it's very unlikely I'll be up. I wasn't up at that time this morning. Doubtless Jonathan was, though. It can be done through the system PDF, Jonathan, but given that it's Word and it's got a mind of its own, just save it as a PDF from Word. What is odd with Word, from memory, I don't use Word that much, obviously, but I'll make an exception. Make an exception for you, Jonathan. I will go in and I will wave at it. Why isn't Word starting? All right, let's have a look at that. No, that's going to... Oh, no, it's there. Good grief. Wonders will never cease. Right, what is weird with it? On the Mac, you've got print too, obviously, and then you're making a Mac PDF. But you do have the option in here, frantically trying to have a look at it. I wonder if that one would work. There is a send as PDF command. But that actually adds it to an email by the look of it, which is possibly not what we want. What I find very strange with it... What is it doing here? Now it's on about composing something. Telling me to insert a file. Oh, never mind. Let's come out of that. That's not working at all. What I find strange is you need to do a save as rather than an export. So it is native. And then at the bottom where it says file format, one of the export formats is PDF. In fact, the only export format is PDF. But normally in an application, you have file export. And in the absence of that, you might think, well, it doesn't do PDF, so I'll print to PDF. But it does actually save it to a PDF. So if I did that... Now, once you've chosen PDF in Word, underneath it, you have two options. The first one is best for electronic distribution and accessibility, and it says uses Microsoft Online Service. The one underneath says best for printing, but it doesn't give you enough information to know if that gives you a clickable link or not. So if we choose best for printing, have I got any links in here? Oh, I've got plenty of links in here. Let's see what it does with that. In GoodNotes, is there a way to align text that are not in the same text box iPad version besides eyeballing it? Doesn't it give you, as you try and move it over, doesn't it snap? It's not a visual thing. You just kind of feel it slightly as you're trying to move it. I'm sure it does in mine. But there's no visual thing. Would that work? Oh, these are good questions. Let me get my iPad out. It's nestling in there with two pencils. Right, let's get GoodNotes up while it's creating that PDF. Yes, Face ID, it's still me. Right. Let's do that one. Projects 2021 notebook. Get a new page. I don't use the text often, you know. Isn't that strange? I think it's because I find the text much better in Notability. Right, there's one text block. Let's do another text block. Other text block. More text. Right, got them. So, we need a way to do that. I wonder... If we could do it that way. Why isn't that working? Right, let's do that. And then can we do anything magic? No, we can't. I was wondering if we could wrap, the select thing, what do we call this one? When you draw around it and you get the blue marching ants. I wondered if we could do that and actually tell it to line up. But no, we've got add elements. We do not have any kind of alignment. Which is weird. We don't have anything in there. So I think we're going to be limited to grabbing and moving, aren't we? Even that's tricky. No, that isn't working either. That's an excellent point. Nope, isn't even letting me grab hold of it. I've got zoom and I've got edit. So if I go to edit and I move that, does it twang? No, it doesn't. Have you tried drawing a line? Oh, I'm liking this. I'm looking at nine screens here. Right. Did you make a PDF at all? And if you did, where did you put it? Right. I don't think in GoodNotes that's going to work. I'm probably thinking of Notability. If you remember, I had to switch to Notability, which is great with text. GoodNotes, not quite so good with text. Right. Let me see this PDF that I'm doing. So let's do the old save as, where have you gone? Save as PDF. Put it on the desktop. That's the trick. Oh, it is on the desktop. Right. So I just need to open that then. Do I? Open in Finder. Right. There it is. So I'm opening up a PDF that I told it to do for print. And I have no clickable links in it, Jonathan. Oh, that's not good. Right, let's try the other option that's in there. Again, this just does not give you enough information. But choose PDF as the export format. This time, choose the top option, best for electronic distribution and accessibility. But it is going to send your document up to Microsoft Online Services to process. Let's put it on the desktop so I know exactly where it is. Allow the online file conversion to open and export certain types of files. So I'm going to say allow on that one. Right, it sent it up to the cloud and it's processing it as it goes. When it gets back down, that's pretty poor if you've got to do that to get a clickable link. And I don't even know at this stage if the link's going to be clickable. All will be revealed 10 seconds from now. Yes, it's clickable. So in Jonathan's case, that's naughty. Naughty, naughty, naughty. The only way that's going to work is to send your document up to Microsoft for processing. But this document I've got was actually created from Craft. I took it out of Craft as a Word file. So the links were added in Craft. And if I do a standard export, the links don't work. But if I do this send it to the cloud thing, then it does. Now, there should be a way, Jonathan, even in Word, to do it on the Mac and have them clickable. So let's try the old let's print it manoeuvre. But this time, I'm going to choose this time. Printer shouldn't matter if I choose PDF from the bottom. There's a couple of wiggly room things we could try. So this one's going to be, let me mark which this one is. Print dialogue. Oh, the link's clickable. Oh, it's like Jeopardy, this, isn't it? There we go. Is it clickable? No, it's not clickable. Right, so that one didn't work. Right, but we do have a couple of other options, which it may involve other applications. But in the print dialog, where you've got PDF at the bottom, you've also got save a PDF to Scrivener, save a PDF to DevonThink, mail with Mailplane, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to say send it to DevonThink. That will crank DevonThink up and it will put the PDF in it. Burning question will be, are those links clickable? No, they're not. So the only way to seemingly do it from Word. I've got you another alternative, Jonathan. Don't know if this is possible, depending on where you're doing it. Right, let's take the Word document that we've got as a Word document. I'm just putting it on the desktop so I can see it. So let me get it on the desktop. Right. Open up the Word document in Pages. Does Pages do it? Oh, I do love these kind of questions where your hair off down a rabbit hole because something that should be completely simple is a nightmare. Anyway, it's opening up in Pages. The links are clickable in Pages. Let's see if we can do an export to there, because we do actually have the option to export to a PDF, which is not the same as saving it. Right, and under the PDF options, we've got best comments, annotations and password to open and some advanced stuff for accessibility. But I'm going to leave everything alone and do an export. This time I'm going to have to tag the word Pages on the end because I've now got 27 different copies of this. Let's put it on the desktop. And see if it's clickable in there. Whoa, isn't this complicated? Way more complicated than it needs to be. Aha! Yes, it is. So, Jonathan, short answer, if you can open it in Pages on a Mac or an iPad and export to PDF from there, the links will be clickable. Other than that, you'll have to send it up to the cloud for processing. So let me know if up to the cloud for processing is indeed a possibility or not. Oh, it's like a clinic, this, isn't it? Right, let me get back and find out where we are. Okay, right, I'm following it up. Newsletter due. Got it. Oh, hello, Paul. Kim thinks that we work and sleep the same hours. I think we do. I reckon we do, Kim. Right. Done the good notes thing. No, it doesn't look like it. Tech tips tool quarter. Elaine, please help me sort my life. No problem at all. Happy to do that. Right. Okay, we sorted that out then. I'm not surprised that other apps do it, Deb. The problem with GoodNotes is it's fantastic at what it does do well, and the rest of it is just like, oh, and by the way, we tagged that on. The text I don't think's great. That's why I don't bother. If I'm going to want text and it's a predictable form of text, then I'll create the document elsewhere and load it in as a PDF. And that way the text's already lined up. Obviously, I can't edit it. Unless I put a block over the top of it and then put the text over the top of that. Other option, of course, would be to draw a line and then pull the text up to that and then delete the line. But it's all a bit of a dirty hack, isn't it? It'd be better if it worked better. I ride in on a white charger, do I? Oh, up to the cloud for processing is possible, but silly Microsoft. I totally agree, Jonathan. I mean, exporting to a PDF with clickable links is like the minimum it could do. Really? And that's another issue if you've got, depending on the version of Office you've got. If this is at work and you've got 365, then you're good. If you don't, if you have Office 2019 has no access whatsoever to any of the cloud services, and that would include the ability to do that PDF. But Pages is an option, isn't it? Unless, of course, you're on Windows, then it's no option at all. This is how I spend my entire life, thinking, oh, that should work. Oh, it doesn't. And then I come up with the most convoluted workaround because it's the only one that's going to work. I actually went through that entire process with PDF and PDF links with my email. I wanted a way on my desktop, in a browser or in an app or on iOS, to take an email and send it somewhere where the links inside the email were clickable. You would not think that was difficult. Oh, it was virtually impossible. So I ended up moving any mails I would want a PDF of, tagging them in Gmail with a PDF tag, and then creating them on like the one system where I knew I would be able to get clickable links. Because otherwise, you know, you save an email and it's got these links in it. None of them are clickable at the point that you decide, oh, I need that. And then you've got to go away and find the email, which is just a nightmare. Though it's not good. Oh, Kim had an uplifting morning. Excellent. Local chapter gave out good citizen scholarships to local seniors. So uplifting to hear about their aspirations for the futures. Absolutely. Absolutely. And kids these days, they might have like a bit of a bad rep. But so many of them are absolutely focused on making the world a better place. And it is. It's heartwarming.
Shall I say hello?
Oh, yes. Why don't you say hello?
Oh, hello.
Now you're back.
Now I'm back.
Where's Lola?
She's next door on the bed.
Oh, she's in a reclined position again.
She is.
She's had a very busy day.
Yes.
Dragging Mike through the mud.
Very busy person.
She's a very busy person.
Your father used to say that.
He did.
About Maya.
Oh, yes.
Very busy person.
Even on Windows, you can access iCloud.com and go to Pages, right? You probably can. I don't play with it in a browser. What you'd have to think about is how Pages is creating this PDF. If the ability to make the PDF is burnt into Pages, fine. But it's much more likely with Apple that they're relying on the Quartz Composer on macOS. So I don't know what is possible in a browser and isn't. If somebody wants to go try it. Yeah, I could try that, couldn't I? Better make it Safari or it'll start throwing its toys out of the pram. All right, I've got Safari up. This is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Right, I've got a page. iCloud. It's going to start screaming, isn't it? Why doesn't it focus the bar at the top? Right, iCloud.com. Your two-factor, you can't go in there without 19 passwords. There we go. Do I want to sign in with my Apple ID? Yes, I do. I do. Continue with the password. Okay, I've got the password. I can do this thing. This is all going to go wrong. Yeah, I swear it is. Right, there's my password. Let's put that in there. Continue with password. It doesn't like the password. Oh, I see what's wrong with it. Okay, let's try that again. No, that's not working either. Coming, crying out loud. Get rid of it. Right, let's try that. Oh, it likes that.
Right, we've got the first five.
That's good. Oh, is it actually letting me in? Is it not two-factoring me? Oh, no, it's not. Right, pages. Okay, now that file that I had that had the links in it isn't in iCloud. So my first port of call is to go find the file, isn't it? Put it in iCloud. Oh, for crying out loud, this is like jumping through hoops, isn't it? Right, I've got recent documents. Some of these are older than I am. 2017, 2013, 2014. As you can see, use this a lot. A lot. I don't want demo data. No, I need the pages file that I had. Oh, I didn't have a pages file, did I? No, I had a Word file that I opened in Pages. So I'm going to need to open that Word file again in Pages and make a Pages file. Jonathan, just send it to the cloud, because by the time you finish, you'll be retired. OK, I'm opening up Pages. I am opening up that document in Pages, and then I'll save it as a Pages file. All this to see if it actually works. Poor Jonathan's done it by now, of course. Right, let's do a save. So let's do a save as and put it. Where should we put it? Should we put it in the right place? That'd be scary, wouldn't it? Right, let's put it in the Pages folder in iCloud. I trust we're all waiting with bated breath to see if this works. It's putting me through hoops to do it. Right, are you going to save that? Right, it looks like that's saved. Okay, so I'm in the Pages folder in here. I'll have to wait for that to upload and then do a refresh. And then finally, I'll be able to open it in the cloud and see if it actually works. Do you know, I totally forget about iCloud Pages in the cloud and Keynote and Numbers. Totally ignore it. Oh dear, all I'm doing is trying to refresh and now it's beach balling. Well, it's spinning wheel of doom. Shall I just hit browse? It'd be easier. Oh, it doesn't like recents. It doesn't like recents at all. Right, now, what was it called? There it is. Awesome. Right, I'm going to open this in a browser. It's opening. Oh my word. This is exciting, isn't it? Office 2019, I'm still on 2011. 2011 was a lovely one that worked, wasn't it? Right, let's have a look on here. So I'm going to move that out of the way. It's opened. Oh, it's opened. Right, is that a clickable link? It's a clickable link in Safari. So now all we need to do is get this out of Safari as a PDF. Okay, I'm going to admit it. I'm struggling. Where's the export option? There's no menu. I do have that. What's that? Choose what to show or hide. No, don't need any of that. What I do need is that's the page layout. Then we've got the View Pages tools, where I can download a copy, send a copy, publish to Apple Books. Amazing. Yeah, but can I just export it as a PDF? That's not looking good. Not a direct option to export it. That's my sharing option, add people. That never works. So back to the spanner. If I send a copy, would it give me an option? Is it hiding it somewhere, people? Because there is no PDF option. There's no save as a Word file either. This looks crippled. Let's do a send a copy. iCloud Mail isn't set up. No, that's because that's a long, complicated story involving multiple Apple IDs. So let's not go there. That would turn this into an epic. Right, there's an A4, so I can set the document up and I can set the section up, but I am not seeing an export option. There is a print option, but then that's self-defeating in opening it in a browser, isn't it? Because we don't know if this would work on Windows then. And it's spinning and spinning. I think it's a no. Shall we just say I think this is a no and leave it be? I think you've got two options. Either... Oh, hang on. I stand corrected. Well, I've done a print and it says I can open my PDF. I don't know where my PDF is. Oh, it's in the cloud. It works! As long as you're prepared to wait for the best part of an hour for it to work, it works. Okay, what you would need to do, and I'm assuming this would work on Windows, but don't quote me. You go into the sharing options and you click on send a copy. Was it send a copy I did? No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. So what did I do? What did I do that just worked? Right, let's go back into the download a copy, was it? If you choose download a copy, you can choose PDF or Word. So that's the better way to do it. Right, that's that one solved. And, you know, we thought that Kim's was going to be the most complicated, but it wasn't. It was Jonathan's. Hopefully, Jonathan, that solves your problem. Try that on Windows and let me know. The sharing option. Yeah, it looks very underdone, shall we say. The application looks like it's a prototype in a browser. But yes, it would do it eventually. But it did take quite a time to do it. I don't know why. Of course, your problem is, you know, you've got this file locally and you've got to get it up in the cloud first, then do the processing and then download it again. It seems like such a waste of time. But there you go, Jonathan. There's three ways to do it. As long as you've got the rest of your natural life. You'll be fine. But it'll do it.
Tenuous.
Oh, have you got a tenuous?
The link is so tenuous.
Tonight's theme.
Ferry across the Mersey.
What, because they're all thieves in Liverpool, you mean?
No. I was going to say that.
Well, that's what people say.
I know.
Which is unkind.
It is. Mm. That's why I didn't say it.
Right. So what's the
Jerry and the Pacemakers.
No, you've lost me.
Pace.
Oh, that
only,
is tenuous.
Only UK people know that.
Indeed. In fact, let's just do a check. If the theme is cops and robbers and Mike's got pace as the tenuous link, does anybody actually know what that is? Jonathan will.
You and I will. So I worked at the police.
You worked at the police and I've studied law. And so has Jonathan. But I'm not sure many other people would be aware of the impact of pace. I've got a funny thing from one of my lecturers about pace.
Pace is, as far as I understand, where the criminals get rights. Before pace, the coppers could take them round the back and give them a good battering.
Yep.
That's what the sergeant told me anyway.
Yep. That's pretty much what it meant. But this lecturer I had was thinking it was giving them too many rights. You know, like they can demand a break after 5 minutes and all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they put together this like document, and it was basically when you arrest somebody, you don't arrest them, you give them this document. And it says like, you know, dear sir, we respectfully request that you register at the local police station at 9:10 tomorrow morning. For the comfort of your stay, we request that you bring your own tea. Earl Grey and blah, blah, blah. It's just so funny. It means it is something
Tracy
to do
knows
with the law.
What it means, yeah.
It is. It's the Police and Criminal Evidence Act, hence PACE.
1984.
Yay. So when I was doing my exams, some of it hadn't even come into force. And this is the early 90s. It was a root and branch reworking of custody. So is it all coming back to you, Jonathan? Police and Criminal Evidence Act. It was a nightmare. You had to know it inside out. And after we'd done our exams, you know, and you'd memorise the flaming thing, like the Theft Act, I can recite the Theft Act, the whole thing. But after we'd done our exams, it was more important to interpret it than being able to remember that, you know, section 21, subsection 1 was blackmail. So they could take the statute in with them. And I'm like, but that's not on. Mirandering. Oh, yes, your Miranda rights. That was Miranda and one of the states, and I can't remember which one. That was the 70s. But yes, it's a similar thing. Miranda is where you've been warned, but the Police and Criminal Evidence Act goes a lot further than that. But yes, it's the similar thing. It would be the equivalent. Oh, Renee was watching some cops arrest cops video on YouTube. Wonderful how drunk cops are being arrested and trying to get away with it. We had one get away. And can you imagine this in the current climate in the UK? A police officer who, now let me get the full facts of this. What, how far exactly had they gone? Because needless to say, they got off with it. And I read the headline and I thought, no, I've misread that. And then I read it again and I thought, no, you've not. Right, let's find the headline about this police officer who was up to naughtiness. Earthquakes, teenagers, blah, 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 blah. Oh, have you hidden it again? Or have you just moved it down? No. Here we've got, right, there's two stories, literally on the same page, right? One was a guy who harassed a girl on her way home. Now, yes, fair enough, he was being downright rude and he said, I'll break in and I'll rape you. But he didn't actually touch her. So man jailed after harassing woman in the street and threatening to rape her. He got 6 weeks. Right, then you scroll down and you get the next one. Male police officer who drunkenly attacked a woman on her way home avoids jail. So he actually attacked her and he didn't get her put away. But the one who just threatened, he's got 6 weeks. He was given a curfew and ordered to pay £680. He admitted assault by beating. I mean, really? Really? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Is he still going to be a police officer? It doesn't say that. They shouldn't if they've got criminal conviction. Blah, 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 blah. The Crown Prosecution Service, that's the equivalent of the DA, initially decided not to charge the officer at all. But it changed its mind after the Women's Justice Centre intervened. So women actually have to ask for justice these days. That's the CPS for you. Keep going, keep going. Is he actually going to be a police officer? No. The Police and Crime Commissioner, David Jameson, has asked that the force's chief constable brief him on the case. Lovely. There are no words sometimes, are there? No. The double standards. Unbelievable. Unbelievable double standards. The one that caught my attention today, apart from the fact the schools have been back for precisely 10 days and we now have 70 of them closed again with COVID, is the fact that I looked at the local thing and it says live updates. Hundreds demonstrate in Manchester city centre. Jonathan can probably hear them out of his window. As at least three separate protests take place. So I'm like, what do you mean three separate protests? Oh, let me advise you. We've got the Black Lives Matter campaign rearing up one street. We've got the Reclaim Our Streets for the Women thing coming up another. And already in the town centre, playing holy heck, are the We Don't We Want to Be in Lockdowns Anymore. And this has been going on all day. Right, I'm going to find it so I can give you the link, because there's some videos and I'm looking at them and I'm thinking, we're going to be in lockdown forever. Seriously. Right, Manchester Evening News. None of them are wearing masks. It's just unbelievable. I'll tell you what, I'll send you to the homepage, because you'll look at the homepage and you'll think, oh my, it's just this huge picture in the middle of it. There you go. The Manchester Evening News, our local paper. Unbelievable. Oh, you've got Greys and we've not, Kim. In fact, I'm quite concerned about Greys. I think when it comes back, it might come back to a different channel. So I don't know whether I'm going to see this next series. But at the moment, I'm deep in series 6 of NCIS and I'm enjoying that. So, Manchester, yeah. Let's have a look at that. Just look at St. Peter's Square. When you go through and you look at the pictures, it's just unbelievable. You literally could not make this up. And I know people have had their jabs and stuff, but we haven't had any. Other people have only had one. You're not 100% safe, even if you've had both, for crying out loud, because there are other variants that these things just don't work with. So that's Manchester City Centre today. Guess what? I'm going nowhere near it. It's too close to Jonathan for my liking. Close the windows, Jonathan. He's not impressed with protesting. You're all for people having a right. But where's my right for wanting this thing to end sooner? Exactly. Exactly. And the fact that there's three is just like, I honestly don't think like the Women's Rights or the Black Lives Matter would have taken off to the extent it has, other than the fact it's one of the reasons you can leave the house. But the protests have been going on all day. They were supposed to be finishing around four-ish and they've carried on. There is somebody live tweeting it who I'm presuming is an evening news journalist. But, you know, you're putting the police at risk because they've got to man these things. They've gone all over Manchester, so through St. Peter's Square, Piccadilly Gardens, St. Peter's Square. This is the absolute centre of Manchester. And the police are standing back and aren't intervening with any of it. They're not wearing masks, or some of them aren't wearing masks. And they're just running rampant. And that photo that I've put, where it says the numbers are finally dropping off, this was like 10 to 7. That is bang in the centre of Manchester. And those lines that you see, they're the tram lines. So they're walking on the tram lines. How are the trams running? I just carry on. If you're on the tram lines, it's your fault. A 10 minutes walk from you. I know, Jonathan, that's why I'm concerned. All these idiots. Mind you, at least they're 10 minutes from you. It could be worse. They could be right underneath your building. Or they could be in that COVID centre next door. But it's too close for comfort, isn't it? I was thinking that with the schools that have now had to close down. There's five in our local area, Trafford, and three of them are within half a mile of us. Still not going out. Totally agree, Tracy. The R rate's already gone up, but I can imagine where these protests have been. So I know there's some in London. I think there's some in Birmingham and obviously Manchester. The rates will go up. 3 weeks from now, some of those people will be in hospital dying. There is something wrong with them. Unbelievable. Kim's opening half capacity in all the stores on Monday. Well, we heard a classic here about football and trooping the colour. You're wondering how those two relate. Oh, no, you see, Paul's saying they're still recommending masks, even if you've had both jabs. Which I have to agree with. It's just for your own sake. Although I believe when you're wearing them, you're actually protecting other people more than you're protecting yourself, which is why we all need to wear them. Jonathan, I'm loving that. Sure, these people on a march are keyboard warriors. Can't they just protest on Twitter? I wish they would. I wish they would stay home. Right. What the FA have said, that's the Football Association, is that they want fans at the FA Cup final, which I'm presuming is the middle of May.
I presume so.
Right. So they're talking at a minimum of 20,000, which in a stadium that holds 90. So yes, fair enough social distancing, but not on the buses and trams on the way home. Just saying. Right. How does that relate to the Trooping of the Colour? The Trooping of the Colour is in June. And it's like a ridiculously pompous thing where the Queen meanders around on a horse to celebrate her official birthday, which is June. Trooping of the Colour. That was cancelled last year and they've already cancelled it this year. So if it's not safe to do that in the middle of June, how come it's safe to do the crowds back at football in the middle of May? I'm not sure on that one. But if anybody's got any suggestions, do let me know. Because I'm thinking, do I feel safe to go back to football? No. No, is the short answer to that. No. It's the practical things. You're going to need to use the toilet facilities. You're going to need to get a drink. Do you remember when I was absolutely direly thirsty that day? This must have been about 20 years ago. And you headed off and got me some orange.
Yeah.
And wasn't it something stupid like £4? £4 for probably a glass of orange.
I also missed a goal.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yeah.
But I was feeling really bad. I was at the point of dropping. So humble apologies for that. But that's equivalent to taking one for the team, isn't it? And you did.
Like the toilet trick.
Like the toilet trick. So you could have gone there while you were waiting as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Loving that. Loving that. Why am I getting 3 million emails today? And loads of spam. Is anybody else getting loads of spam?
Yeah.
I mean, normally I would probably get maybe 2 spam in a day. I'm getting like 60 at the minute.
Although 2 genuine Catinian emails from our secretary went in the spam.
I'll admit it's catching them. I don't have many. Google's pretty accurate. I don't have many that make it through to my inbox. Maybe one every couple of months. It did catch, like you're saying, it was getting over enthusiastic with its little self. And it did catch 2 that weren't spam. I think that was probably because they came in at the same time from the same person. So it thought, oh, hang on, you know, multiple mails. But just so much spam. It seems to be about masks and sunglasses. What is it with sunglasses that people are that desperate for them? You know, I can understand it if it says, you know, this is a gold bar you can have. But not sunglasses. Apparently it's a thing that I don't understand, but there you go. So I'm thinking with these protesters, it's going to be very interesting, isn't it? They're already saying keep the masks on even if you've had the jab, one or two. Don't go out even if you've had both, because some people haven't. So you're still told to be careful. And given that half our population, so we're up to, I think it's something like 28 million people have had at least one dose, the R rate's still going up. And the only thing that makes sense with that is that the cases are variants that are not being caught by the vaccine, which begs the question, why are we doing the vaccine? But that might, again, it might just be me. I don't know. So Kim's saying you only have to keep 3 feet distance in schools. What happened to 6 foot makes no sense to me. I think ours is eight, almost eight, 2 metres, which a metre is more than a yard, and a yard is 3 point something feet, isn't it? It's nearer 7 foot to 8 foot, I think. 7 to 8 foot, I think. Basically, we say a yard brush at arm's length. So a brush at arm's length. But, oh no, Jonathan's getting used to his mask. Going to feel strange not wearing them in the future. I think we'll be wearing them for quite a while. And Renee would still use a mask even with both jabs. So would I. I absolutely would. Because we don't know about variants. And, you know, there were people who caught this at the very beginning before we even knew it was a thing. And I think it's only a matter of time before the next whatever it is comes out, probably bird flu related. And now I've seen how people behave, because my rationale before all this, when they were saying we need behavioural psychologists and we need to understand people, I'm like, but, you know, it's a death sentence, so people will understand that and they'll stay home. How wrong was I? Yeah, we clearly do need behavioural psychologists. Either that or an elephant gun, one or the other. But I mean, those people are on that picture that I've sent, they're walking on the tram tracks. Don't really get much more dangerous in the centre of Manchester than doing that. Oh, Renee's got cool Adidas masks, or Adidas, depending on how you pronounce it. Used to be Adidas in my day, but I have heard it as Adidas. What do you reckon, Mike?
I've always said Adidas.
You don't
it's,
often
it's like people... Nike or Nike, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I would say Nike, but sometimes people say Nike. The thing should be spelt phonetically and left alone, in my opinion. That way you know exactly what they're supposed to be. All of the protesters didn't make the numbers go up last summer. They put a testing site right in the middle of it all. Wow. I would have thought it would. I mean, logic would say. But then maybe logic isn't saying much about all of this. It's just chaotic. I honestly don't think the protests today would have been as well attended, but for the fact that people are looking for an excuse to leave the house. But to have three on the same day in the centre of Manchester, what is wrong with people? Also takes time for the vaccine to get the full effect. A lot think once they've had the jab, they're immune. I think we're being told here it's 3 weeks for the first one before you get any kind of immunity. Hello, Tony. Oh, he was having a Jonathan. A quick nap. So 3 weeks. Once you've got that level of immunity, that's why it would make sense to me to have the second jab after 3 weeks. And I would much rather do what the science said was right than wait 3 months because Tony Blair said it was right. But after 3 weeks, or 3 months in our case, you get the second one. I don't know if it's then another 3 weeks beyond that. I don't know. Oh, Kim, is there any property left to destruct? It's been going on for months. It must be horrific to sit and watch it. Oh, it could well be Adidas. If the founder was Adidasler. It makes sense, but it's one of those things.
Sounds
that,
like Bobby Dassler.
It's just one of those things, isn't it, when you're a kid and everybody says it one way and then you hear it said another and you think, well, which is the right way? Because when I was young, did you have an Adidas bag when you were young?
I think I did.
I did.
Because my grandparents worked at the market.
Oh, they did, didn't they? Oh, yeah, you could have any bag you wanted, you.
I think I had a United bag, an Adidas bag, a Gola bag.
I remember having...
I didn't have a ladies' handbag.
I remember having... You might remember these. They brought out this Adidas standard, you know, soccer bag. And it had, like, the Adidas logo on the front with, like, a pocket. So it was a small logo with a pocket. And there was brown and blue. And I wanted blue. Needless to say, I ended up with brown.
Have we ever mentioned my grandmother's favourite phrase?
No, I don't think we have, no. But Jonathan will appreciate
Jonathan
that.
Jonathan will appreciate that, yeah. Now he knows my history. Yeah, Jonathan, there was a lot of people would go to my grandparents' handbag stall, well, bag stall in the market. One of them worked at a market in Derby, my grandma, and my grandpa worked at a market in Northwich, and they'd browse around and they'd look at the expensive stuff. And then they'd either buy nothing or a cheap one. And my grandmother used to call them Schnorrer Deluxe models. Now, for those that don't know, Schnorrer is a Yiddish word for somebody who's tight arse. Or careful with their money.
That is just so cool. Oh, dear.
Oh, Jonathan's grandpa worked at the market.
Oh,
which,
wow.
Which market was that, Johnny?
What was funny was when I was talking to you about a place I'd been for bags.
Yeah.
And I obviously had a business account at the bank. So we headed off to, what was it called? Cahal's.
Cahal's.
And they were a bag supplier, but wholesale. So you didn't go in and buy one bag. You know, you went in and you bought a wholesale amount of bags. But they were so inexpensive, it was unbelievable. So I'd been and I'd got like bags for me and bags for mum. Everybody got a bag that year for Christmas. And then I mentioned it to Mike that, you know, I'd been to Cahal's. And Mike went, no. I went, why? And you'd been to Cahal's as a kid.
Yeah.
Riding in the bucket trolleys that they had. No, literally, the bags there were like, you could get like a school bag for a child for a pound. And these things would go for like £10 on the market. It was amazing. There was a minimum spend, I think. But again, it wasn't that much. It was something like £30 to £50. So you could easily walk out with bags and bags and bags full of bags. And I did. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Oh, now Kim had a beautiful Wimbledon athletic bag. It was purple and green. Might still have it somewhere. No, don't think I've seen one of those. But I do remember it with, I mean, this was in the days before these things were like, what's the word, Mike? You know, like you get a pair of trainers and it's like £500. These were the days way before
designer.
That. They're not designer though, really, are they? They're just expensive.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, they're just expensive. And they used to have like a different colour every year. And obviously I wanted the United one. And needless to say, I didn't get the United one, did I? I ended up with this brown one when I wanted the blue one. I think I also had another one, but it wasn't an Adidas. And I also had, what was that make where I had the pink one? Was it Head?
I had this
huge bag. You'd never get it inside Old Trafford now, I'll tell you. It was like a sports bag. And it had everything in that I needed because when I went to the match, particularly if it was a reserve match, as Mike will tell you, I used to take a little TV with me. Now, bearing in mind, this was 1991, but I would take this little TV with me and watch Saint and Greavesy, which was
Greavesy and Saint, as my old landlady used to call it.
Well, it was like a football chat show on a Saturday. So I'd be recording it at home.
I nearly had Kath as an artist there duetting with Elvis Presley.
Oh, that'll be good. Oh, dear.
I'm trying to update this spreadsheet.
So I needed this bag because I needed to put the little TV in it, which was literally a handheld thing. That was all. It was a handheld thing. But it was the batteries. It took, did that thing take 4 or 6?
I can't remember.
Maybe 8. And it lasted about 20 minutes. So when the adverts came on, you turned off, swapped the batteries and carried on. So obviously the bag was mainly to carry the batteries in. But it was huge. Yeah, I think Head is a tennis brand. And I think I got it because I wanted something that didn't look like a sports bag. Well, it could look like a sports bag, but not like a gent sports bag. So I ended up with this pink one. Again, I wanted the powder blue one, but they didn't have one. So I ended up with this sickly pink thing. Luckily, it wasn't overly bright. It was very, very pale. But I think the brand was Head. And it lasted quite a while. But like I said, there's no way you'd get that inside Old Trafford now. You can barely get yourself inside Old Trafford. I can only imagine how bad it's going to be, because it was already bad to start with from a security perspective. Now you've got to add the COVID thing to it. I have no idea how bad it's going to be when eventually we get to go back with it. Oh, yes, it was. It was definitely a Head then. Do we have exactly the right one? Mine had white bits on it, but the shape of it actually looked like the second one up there. So it was absolutely the same as that one, but mine had like a white trim on it. It had white handles, a white strap. It had a bit of white on it anyway. So there you go. No, I was not going down the skis and snowboard route. No. Nobody wants to see me on skis, least of all me. So that was what I had, one of those, but with a white trim. Oh, happy days. I had that with me when Mike met me, didn't I? Shoved under my seat. I wonder why that one's not got the white trim on it. Has the first one got the white trim on it? No, it hasn't. No, it was definitely that colour of pink. Look at it. It's the last colour I'd buy, isn't it? But that's what it was. It was one of those. Unbelievable. So who's going to join us in By Request tonight? Are we all going to head off and play with all the things that we fixed? Jonathan's PDFs and Kim's links and everything else. Oh, Tracy never had a known brand anything. Couldn't afford it. I do remember, Tracy, I got totally ridiculed at school for some shoes that I had. They were, you remember when we used to have black plimsolls? Now, they were good because there was no brand on them, was there?
No.
Well, we'd got to the stage where we were having trainers, and the trainers were almightily expensive. So I ended up with a pair from Woolworths. There was nothing wrong with them. You know, they were trainers. I got absolutely pilloried for the fact that I had cheap, in quotes, shoes on. And I thought, you know what? We weren't a wealthy family in terms of money. We had lots of love, but I wouldn't say, we certainly wouldn't be spending £100 on a pair of trainers, put it like that. And my mum already had to do without food to buy me those trainers. So they didn't come out of it well, the people who ridiculed me. Let's just leave it there. I wasn't actually arrested, but they didn't come out of it well. I can't understand that. Shoes are shoes, clothes are clothes. What's your problem? It says more about you criticising somebody than it does the person wearing them. I was looking up the other day, meatloaf. I'm doing a meatloaf special. And there was this interview, and somebody had asked him why he'd moved from one place to another. And it was because he'd married this lady, I think, and I think these kids were possibly hers and his stepchildren, I don't know. But they were of an age where they were going to school, and one of them came back upset. He was picking them up from school, early teens, and they were upset. And he was like, what's the problem? And they didn't have the right kind of jeans on. They were the wrong kind of jeans. So they got laughed at. And instead of like sorting out or whatever, he decided he didn't want his children to be in an environment where that was a thing. So he moved them, the entire family moved back to like a blue collar area. And he said where people were more genuine. And I thought, wow, somebody like Meatloaf, you wouldn't think that, but he did. He moved them. And they were saying how happy they were and that they didn't want to be in an area like that, which you've got to agree with. Anybody who would laugh at anybody else for anything, there's something wrong with you. But people do, don't they? Oh, Jonathan wants Every Breath You Take by The Police. Have you got that?
I've just typed that in. Tracy also requested it, and it's part of Frank's trio.
Oh, we'll get it in early then. Get it in early.
It is in early.
We'll all have a share of that early. Oh, what takeout are you getting, Paul? Don't say it's a Chinese or I'm going to start salivating. Did somebody request I Shot the Sheriff? I believe they
Lots
did.
Lots of people have requested it.
Good. Well, Kim's another one. Put it down. I've been devious with mine. Very, very devious. Renee says, couldn't care less for brands except perhaps Apple. But I don't think any of us buy Apple because it's got an Apple logo on it. You buy it for the fact that the Apple logo means, or did used to mean, quality. Then you think about Neil's laptop and you think like, oh, this is laptop number 9. But it used to mean quality. It meant something beyond just being a brand. I mean, I couldn't tell you whether that head bag was any better than any other bag. I didn't buy it because it had head on the side. But if people do, then it becomes a status symbol, irrespective of how good it is or not. And that I don't appreciate. I mean, I don't laugh at people who've got a Windows machine. If they're happy with it, leave them be. I mean, can you imagine swapping your mother to a Mac?
Not really.
No. Just no. Mind you, she does want an iPad, so there you go. Give Up Your Guns from The Boys. Not heard of that one, Renee, but Michael, stick it in. I don't know what White Castle is. I've no idea what White Castle is. Let me know. Oh, don't worry about it, Kim. You can have as many as you like. I think Ellen sent a trio in and there were 7 songs in it. And I thought, last week there were 4. Ellen says,
Ellen's have been all mixed throughout.
Oh, she's got her own little trio.
She's picked one that I wanted to do at the start. So I moved it down a few. And
she's got to at least have one trio, has
Ellen? Oh, she's got
and
one
the
trio.
The other one's dotted about.
Yeah, that's what I've done.
No, I Shot the Sheriff was a popular one, but I've gone for very devious things as well that may need some kind of explaining. But, oh, I've just thought of a genius one, Mike.
Mm.
Oh, I have. This is going to be, you know, when we do a challenge. It's one of our favourites on Brooklyn's 196. It's a very UK thing. And it does have a very tenuous link. No, actually quite so tenuous. With something Law and Order-ish.
Is it CC?
No.
No.
No. No, you're not going to get this one, Mike, either, but we should definitely play it.
We've got about 2 minutes, by the way.
Okay.
Anything to do with my father?
No. Well, not unless he enjoyed this, and I don't think your father would. He's far too fond of a healthy lifestyle. No, it's more the kind of thing that I'd want. Let's leave it at that, but we'll play it early doors. So what have we got on early-ish? I've got... no, what am I looking at? That's not right. Hang on. There we go. That's the show. Oh, yes. We've got a song that you will know.
2 minutes.
But not necessarily by the artist you would think of. Let's leave it at that, shall we say. Right. I've got to get all my windows lined up, because if they're not, I'm all over the place. So let's get rid of all of these and put the musicy windows in the right place. And the chat, so I can see the chat. Oh, the A-Team, that's brilliant. I'm loving that idea. That's brilliant. And there's my spreadsheet. Oh, I'm liking number 2. One of my favourites. Once we get going, you'll think of loads. Because we've got stuff in. It's not like stuff that's maybe police related or a crime, a specific crime. Or related to a prison, maybe. So once we get going, you'll think, oh, of course. And now I can have that as well. Right, I think I've got the first 3 in. So we should probably do an out on here and get ready to go in. Because you know what it's like when we're trying to go in. It starts misbehaving. So for the moment, I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.